Welcome to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Well, hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z, the afternoon edition for our wonderful Thursday, the 15th day of February, 2024. It was announced today that Donald Trump will have to stand trial for the Stormy Daniels allegations that he paid her off hush money to hide an affair that he may have had with her. Yawn. Moving on. The Fannie Willis in Georgia issue is starting to heat up. You know, the politically motivated woman who ran as the top prosecutor for the state for the sole purpose of getting Donald Trump. Oh, don't worry about putting criminal thug animals in jail for armed robberies, carjackings, home invasions, shootings, stabbings, drug deals. That's not important. Only trying to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. That's the only thing that is important. And now it has come to pass that she was doing some immoral, unethical, illegal, highly questionable things with her boy toy, who received over $600,000 in money. Man, I know a very wealthy attorney who doesn't pull down those kind of dollars every year. Must be nice. Must be nice to feel like you are immune from prosecution because of the color of your skin or your sexual orientation. But don't dare be a successful United States president who indeed did things positively for the economy, for the safety, for the security, for the overall well-being of an entire nation. Because if you are that president, and your last name is Trump, and you have an R affiliation, meaning Republican, then it doesn't matter how great you made America again. They are going to find a way to vilify you, make you out to be some kind of Satan, demonize you, castigate you, persecute, and then prosecute you. That's what's happened to Donald Trump. And they're doing everything they can to keep him off the presidential ballot. He's actually currently, supposedly, off of the ballot in two states for the crime of insurrection. The only problem with that, as I've mentioned to you in the past on the Truth Hurts program, is he has not been charged with insurrection in a single state or U.S. territory or by the federal government or even in a local municipality. Donald Trump has not even been charged with insurrection, much less tried and or convicted of it. So how in the hell do you keep him off of the ballot on the basis of an allegation of insurrection that has not only not been convicted, but not even been charged? Someone in our nation's highest court needs to rein in these people who are allowing Donald Trump to be taken off of the ballot in those two states. And those individuals need to be charged with election interference, because if he's not allowed on the ballot, why would he want to spend any campaign dollars in those two states? Therefore, the Democratic political party who is behind all of this, George Soros, Barack Hussein Obama, all of those people trying their level best to keep Donald Trump out of the White House for a second term, they should all be considered co-conspirators in the effort. Hey, speaking of George Soros, did you hear the George Soros investing arm of the George Soros empire, multi-billionaire George Soros, has now bought a large stake in the second largest radio broadcasting company in the United States of America? Number one, of course, iHeartMedia. Number two is Audacy, A-U-D-A-C-Y. In New Orleans, Audacy runs WWL AM and FM,
a 50,000 watt AM clear channel powerhouse, not a member of the former Clear Channel Communications group. That's gone. There's no more Clear Channel Communications. But to be a Clear Channel AM station was not only an honor early in our nation's radio broadcasting history, it grants a radio station access to a certain frequency on the AM radio dial, and at 50,000 watts in the evening, WWL radio out of New Orleans reaches 38 states throughout the United States. That's one hell of a reach. They reach as many as 13 to 15 during daylight hours. Because if you know anything at all about amplitude modulation, AM radio, the frequency is much stronger to broadcast in the evening when the sun is down and the skies are clear. You get that clear channel, right, that designation, which the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, says no other radio station, no one else is allowed to broadcast on 870 AM on the AM dial. And that was done during wartime to keep the little podunk town's AM radio from playing the bluegrass gospel hour when the networks, primarily at that time the Columbia Broadcasting System, now known as CBS, had access to many of those radio stations on the clear channel at 870, at 880, at 890, at 900, the frequency on the AM dial. There were strategically awarded clear channel radio stations to allow the federal government to access, get on the air, and broadcast very important safety and strategic information to those stations so that they didn't have to try and contact in 1940, 1938, in 1942. They didn't have to try and contact 1,000 radio stations. They would send their broadcast emergency broadcasting system signals to the 12 or 15 clear channel 50,000 watt AM stations to get that signal out to the entire USA at one time before television. I remember my dad, who would have been 97 this year? Wow. 98? Anyway, I remember my dad telling me in the golden age before television that the family used to gather round the radio in the living room after supper time, and they'd get ready for bed. They'd take their baths and brush their hair and their teeth and get in their nightgown and their night attire, and they would all gather around the radio to listen to the news of the day and to, I don't know, the Lone Ranger radio program or the Superman radio program. That was the only entertainment they had, other than going to the theater and watching silent movies and then eventually talking movies. There was no television back in the early days when my dad was but a young tyke. His grandfather remembers when radio was first introduced, because he was an old guy. Anyway, George Soros has now purchased not yet a controlling interest, but a major interest in the Odyssey radio empire, which comprises, I think, 271, 272 radio stations around the nation. Many of those stations, from what I understand, carry conservative-leaning talk shows like Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck or the great Mark Levin or Mike Gallagher. I wonder what's going to happen when he goes to a shareholders meeting and says, we need to dump that conservative stuff from our 271 stations so that we can significantly weaken the reach of conservative radio. Will those stations comply? They'll have no choice. Their stockholders dictate to the corporation what happens at those radio stations. By the way, from what I understand, Odyssey, the Odyssey radio empire, is in deep financial trouble, and that's why Soros is swooping in now to be a beneficial angel of some sort to provide some financial support to the either bankrupt or nearly bankrupt Odyssey group. You see, with radio, if you've ever been involved in radio or television sales, or in the, even in today's market of the internet, where you have Google and YouTube and Facebook and all these other media outlets on the web, you have to sell advertising. And you sell advertising to people who have what? Money to buy the products and the services that you are advertising. So if you're trying to make money in advertising, you want to advertise your product, your good, your service on a station that plays either music or talk or something that is of interest to people with the most money and who are influenced to spend that money on advertised goods and services. Make sense? Would you waste your time and advertising for cowboy boots and Western wear on a hip-hop channel? Maybe during Mardi Gras, but not generally. Would you, conversely, be advertising Beyoncé's new album on a progressive rock station or a classic rock station? Probably not. Would you be advertising vitiligo treatments? That's when black people start turning white. Whole splotches of their skin start losing pigment and they start turning into albinos. Would you be advertising vitiligo treatments on a country and western channel or a conservative talk show channel? Probably not. The term know your audience is very important if you are trying to run a radio station, a television station, or an internet media outlet. What I'm getting at here is George Soros is buying an entire group of radio stations. And the question is, will he, we all know he will, not if, but when will he start affecting the programming, what you hear on those radio stations? Will suddenly all of those Odyssey stations stop running conservative-leaning talk shows like Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck? Or will he leave well enough alone by looking at the financials of those stations to find out if that key core demographic of males 18 to 65 and females 40 to 65, if he loses the conservative programming that they go to those stations to hear, is he going to lose the advertising revenue, the lifeblood of that radio station's business? Is he that dumb? Is he doing this as a business, or is he buying Odyssey for the purposes of affecting politics? That is the major question that needs to be considered. So, the next question from me here, Steve Z at the Truth Hurts Program Network, is, will other radio station groups or independent radio stations, yes, there are still a few independently owned big radio stations out there, will they wise up and snatch programs like Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, what's the guy's name, Michael Berry, regional out of the southeastern United States in the Houston market and the markets of parts of Louisiana and I believe reaching out as far as Alabama, the panhandle of Florida. Will other stations pick up what Soros will most likely leave behind? I would think any radio station would pounce upon the opportunity to have the reach for advertising sales purposes and the revenue that comes with it from a Sean Hannity. I know if I owned a station that had a Sean Hannity program that was making money for that radio station, and suddenly the new owner of the radio station came in and said, we're not going to do Hannity anymore. We're going to play Beyonce and Shakira, and we're going to play Usher all day long. I'm pretty sure that if I owned a competing radio station, I would jump on the opportunity in a heartbeat to grab that Sean Hannity program. Because the money that comes along with having that program, the advertising revenue that comes along with having that program, is pretty damned enticing from a business standpoint. Anyway, I've belabored that whole subject matter for a little too long here. I did get my opportunity today to be on the Sean Hannity program as a caller, not as a guest, but as a caller. And I made my point, and Mr. Hannity was very gracious and kind and said that the point I made was very poignant and on point and very important. And it was something he hadn't really considered. But now I'm sure he's going to take that and run with it if he's smart. And I'm pretty sure he's smart. You don't get to be on 725 radio stations around the globe and get the opportunity to talk to presidents and vice presidents and senators and members of the House of Representatives and governors and influential business people and sports icons and what have you without being somewhat intelligent. The point I made on the show today, and made it very briefly because he was in a crunch for time as usual, was with 1.3 million active duty members of our U.S. military, all branches, and 10 million that we know of that will have entered the U.S. illegally under Joe Biden's watch, we have to consider that if half of that number, half of that 10 million figure, are males of the age to be fighters, what is stopping them from invading and harming the United States of America? If China sent over 10 million people tomorrow and said, invade the United States, we would be in a panic. Now, the good news is China only has an army of about 1.7 million. Ours is 1.3. Russia has an army of about 1.2, or a military, a complete military of about 1.2 million. China is about 1.7 million. We are at 1.3, so that alone is likely something that should scare you. But here's one thing that Chinese citizens don't have, that Russian citizens are not allowed to have, and that would be guns. And unless and until Joe Biden does something stupid and tries to take away our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, if we were being invaded tomorrow by Russia or by China or by anyone, and we thought our army was being overrun, I can promise you this, my Truth Hurts program listeners, for a fact, people like me, even at age 60, would pick up my AR-15, and I would go out and defend my family, defend my land, my property, my goods, my services, my nation, my state, my parish or county, my town, my subdivision. I can promise you that. And that is the major reason why we're not invaded by other nations. Because in addition to our 1.3 million active duty military members, who are all trained at some point during their military time in how to utilize their guns, their weapons, we also have tens of millions of Americans with at least a shotgun, a rifle, possibly handguns. You take a nation of 330 million people and consider that even if one third of them are armed, that's an invasion deterrent that, to me, my Truth Hurts program listeners, worth every single bullet in every single gun safe, in every single home or pickup truck in the United States of America. That's something to think about. All right, we're wrapping up the drive home, which has been fairly uneventful today. And what I'd want to impart to all of you is, if you don't have firearms in your house, my question to you is, why in the hell not? And if you do, when's the last time you went to the range? When's the last time you went out and practiced with your firearm? Practice makes perfect. And when it comes to shooting invaders in the face, the more practice you get, the more accurate you get. I don't take advertising on this program, never have, but I will tell you that I am a big fan of several products out there, and one of them is the products that you don't need to waste your bullets at the shooting range. It's a dry fire exercise that you actually connect to your television or your computer screen. I'm not going to mention names. You can do the research yourself. Another that I'm very interested in looking into is the new non-lethal option of a technology that you can install in your own shotgun. And instead of shooting birdshot, instead of shooting buckshot, it will fire tear gas, effectively pepper spray tear gas, at the same velocity as a shotgun shell. And that, my friends, will deter anyone from attacking you and give you the opportunity to get away. I also am very interested, if you have school-aged children, if you have a family member or yourself who works in a large office complex, the new technology for rapid access entry to those buildings. Your schools right now can be locked down in a moment's notice, and most schools only have one entry access point that is controlled. But let's say an active shooter wants to come into your kid's school and shoot up the place, and now the school is on basic lockdown, and the cops don't know where the shooter is. There is a system out there, and I'm not going to mention the name because I don't do advertising for any companies out there. I don't want them calling me and saying anything untoward. And besides, I'm not making money to advertise for them. But there is an entry system that you can have your school system look into that, with the phone call, an electronic signal can be sent to open doors from outside and allow police, fire, bomb squad, emergency people to get into the school instantaneously to shut down any potential threat. Let's just say the name of that company has something to do with the old place that we used to store all of our nation's gold. It was a fort. All right, that's about all the time I'm going to devote to today's episode of the Truth Hurts program. Hey, if you like what you hear, please tell a friend. If you don't like what you hear, I apologize, but I retract absolutely nothing because, of course, I speak the truth, even though sometimes that truth hurts. This program is copyright 2024, the Truth Hurts Program Network, all rights reserved, and anything you hear on this program is, of course, protected free speech under the First Amendment to our United States Constitution. I do so very much apologize if you are offended, but I retract absolutely nothing. Because I speak the truth, even though sometimes that truth hurts. We'll see you next time. Make it a great day. Thank you for listening to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Opinions expressed are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. We apologize if you are offended, but we retract nothing. Copyright 2024, the Truth Hurts Program Network, all rights reserved. Background music courtesy of Jason Shaw and Audionautix. This program is pre-recorded.